Let's go.
And welcome to the Snitch and Lins podcast for a brand new week. My friend of 20 years, Lindsay Price. 21 years? 22 years? I don't know.
22. Let's say 22. Let's say 22. It's getting too long. It's just like, I'm tapping out.
Is it time to stop? It's time to stop counting, I think.
Maybe we should like demote ourselves from best friends to just friends.
What do you mean? Why should we do that?
I feel like you've had the best friend title for too long.
I've held the title for too long.
Maybe someone else should get it. Like, it's like, you know, like the Olympics.
This coming from a guy that's been sleeping in my bed for 2 nights. Wants to demote me to just friend. What an asshole. What a fucking asshole. Unbelievable, Lins. I don't think I can continue on this podcast, we probably should, seeing we've already recorded all the segments.
Just delete them all.
Just get rid of them all, Lins. We're talking about the fact Lindsay's been sleeping in my bed, all right? Just straight out there. It's already there, Lins.
Yeah.
There's also a couple of other things coming up as well. Even some advice that I had to give Lins on a certain subject. And also, Lins, some merch that the Snitch and Lins fans nearly got.
Nearly.
So close.
It was.
One day we'll get you some.
You're on the cusp of getting a grand present.
So close.
But you had to buy it anyway. So it's not really a present.
It's all coming up. Lins, man, I want to do a segment on the show, which is called Lindsay Stories He's Told Me Long Time Ago, But They're Probably Bullshit. How about this?
All my stories are true.
I don't think a lot of them are, but I'm almost guaranteeing you that these ones aren't, all right?
Okay.
I've got two to bring to the table now. Can I bring them to the table? Okay. They're not embarrassing or anything.
I'm going to die on this hill.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because what I say is truth.
Yeah.
What does Jesus say? I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life.
I don't know, that's mate. Me. You were the one that was a Christian.
Let's go that.
Lins, one of them was, and what I like to call the, I've written it down here, is the Tauflick exploded eyeball story. I need you to tell me, because we used to think about this, because we'd have like sport or PE or something.
Okay.
This came around about high school, because that was when, you know, everybody was getting changed and stuff.
That's true.
And everyone would get the towels out, and they'd be flicking going on. You'd be flicking each other.
Yeah.
Because it was, you know, shenanigans.
Yeah.
In the old guy's locker room.
Everyone's just having a good old whip, and everyone used to wet the tip of the towel just to get that crack.
Lins would freak out about this. And you'd be, and this is the story that you told me. You said, "Snitch, man, be bloody careful, mate. Be bloody careful." Because my uncle knew this guy, right?
No, it wasn't.
I'm pretty sure it's always an uncle.
Just go with it. Yeah.
Knows this guy. He got flicked with a towel, turned around as the guy was flicking it, hit him in the eyeball, and his eyeball exploded. It exploded.
Exploded, I say.
Now, it didn't blind him. You had to add in that the eyeball exploded in his skull.
I think you can quote me on this. I think I said exploded like the Death Star.
Exploded like the Death Star in his face.
I said that. Yep. Now, I'm going to say this.
Now, before you say anything, this is why I bring it to the table. I need to know... Is this bullshit?
Okay.
Because, you know, we're in primary school or high school, whatever, and that's just stories that you tell.
Okay. This is what I'm going to verify.
Okay. Verify it away.
Verify. Twitter it up.
Give it a blue tick.
My brother told me this story.
Oh, now you're blaming brother. No.
And he heard it from our scout leader. So, you know, when you and I and my brother are all in scouts.
Oh, mate. We've already talked about hanging around in locker rooms. You don't need to bring scout leaders into the mix. It already sounds weird enough.
He said the scout leader said it happened to his mate when he was a kid.
Right.
So
okay,
if we get Skip on the phone.
Oh, get Skip on him on the blower. Skip.
Get Skip on the phone.
That was our scout leader's name.
Not Baloo or what? Mikhail. Oh,
let's not even try and
we will
go
do
into
our best.
Names.
Dib, dib, dob, dob.
Yeah.
Crack out the old scarves and woggles, Michael.
How's this, man? I think it's kind of weird. I mean, scouts is weird enough as it is, but I found it weird that the whole kind of scout thing, and people might not even know this if you don't have friends that were in scouts or were in scouts yourself, that it's based around the Jungle Book. Like, the whole thing is based around the Jungle Book.
That movie must have been huge.
Dude, it's not a movie. Oh, yeah, you're joking, right? You realize that the movie's based on a book.
Okay,
you know
sorry.
That, yeah.
Okay.
Surely. So if you give it more than 2 seconds, you know that's based on a book.
Hang on a second.
From ages ago, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
so that there was a book that inspired a generation and many generations after
of
boys to dress up and go explore.
Oh, wait, no, it was just, I don't know, it was like two separate things, but somehow Baden Powell, the dude that joined, made Scouts. He was the original Scout, apparently was inspired by the Jungle Book.
Did he write the Jungle? No,
he didn't write it, no.
Okay.
No, but he he was inspired by it. And now all the leaders, like you said, then Skip, which that's not, okay, that's nothing.
Skip.
Now. Baloo was.
Baloo. Yeah, yeah. And
Arkayla? Was that a...
That was a snake, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah, in the Jungle Book.
Yeah.
Yeah, so all our scout leaders have names, and that was the long-ass explanation why the scout leaders have so many fucked up
names. But you think about it, hang on, like, can we just go on this tangent for a second?
Sure,
let's just run with this.
Yeah, run with it.
Okay, let's say an amazing book comes out now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say the Twilight series. Like, that's a...
Well, you pick that for an amazing book.
And people want to start...
Dead to me, Lynn.
Start a cult of vampire stuff.
Right, okay.
But just get shat upon. But, like, we think about scouts, people must have thought, maybe people must have been so bored. Like, Baden Powell.
Yeah.
Is he really a hero of our, like...
I don't know. I don't know the history behind it. I couldn't care less.
If Baden Powell existed today and the Jungle Book came out today and he said, like, okay, we're going to form a gang.
Yeah, we're going to call it Scouts.
We're going to call it Scouts.
It's going to be mainly young boys.
Hanging out with older men.
Yeah.
And dressing up in things of, like...
With scarves on. And you're going to look fabulous. It's going to be such a great time. Imagine if Baden Powell actually sounded like that. So, boys, it's time for Scouts. Let's
get your woggles out, boys.
Come on, boys. Let's go. Oh, let's name it after the Jungle Book. Wouldn't that be a laugh?
Time to earn your fashion badge.
I hope none of our friends that are still doing Scouts are listening right now. Oh, shit, I totally forgot about the second one.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
We just kind of ended it.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. Okay, well, coming back to that.
Are we recording?
We're recording already. So I came off that and ended the segment realizing that I hadn't told the second story.
Yeah, I know. People are hanging by the stories.
I know. You know, I should have just left it hanging. Should have just
started a Twitter outrage. Nah. People are like, we want to know the second story.
It's just like, mate, it's just radio, man. That's a good tease right there.
Oh, yeah.
So you got two stories, only tell one and then just leave them hanging.
Just like, we want to know.
Maybe you'll tell next week. No, I'll tell it now. The other one was, this was definitely your uncle.
I think I know. You're quoting it today.
I might have brought this up before, but
yeah.
You had an uncle. You're at some kind of function, some kind of family do.
Okay, yeah.
And for fun, because this is what the Price family does for fun. It's
not the Price side.
Oh, really?
The Price side has dignity.
I just assumed it would be.
It's the Jones side.
I mean, everyone assumes it's the snitch side with me. We all assume it's the Price side with Lens.
Yeah.
One of your uncles, whatever side it was, thought for fun he was going to throw a brick in the air. Because why not? That was the end of this sentence.
That's entertainment, Michael.
Apparently that is entertainment.
You haven't gone on TV or radio, that's what you do.
Yeah.
You throw bricks into the air.
I'm saying this is in your childhood, so this is like late 90s. Pretty sure TV was invented a bit before that.
Okay, no. I'm going to clarify this story.
Okay, hurry up and clarify it.
He did this when he was a teenager.
So he did this at a family thing when he was a teenager.
And I think he was just down the back with the rest of the siblings. Like,
so he's just
he was one
out
of
with
five.
His brothers and sisters.
And just hanging out. He's the eldest. He's not doing anything.
How old is he?
I couldn't tell you. 14. Let's say 14.
Oh, so he's a teenager.
Yeah.
I thought this was a fully grown adult.
No.
I thought this was your uncle just hanging at a family do and just like hanging with the kids, being like, kids, check this shit out. Let's go.
So, that does make it more funnier. Let's go with that.
The way that you told it, you said that as he threw the brick in the air, this is like, what, 12-year-old Lindsay telling me this story.
Yeah.
Me wide-eyed with wonder thinking this is the best thing
ever. Snitch Gallo, this story.
Your uncle throws the brick in the air, and as he throws it, he says a rhyme, like a limerick. He says, up she goes, where she lands, nobody knows.
And
that, you actually told me that, like a person would do that in real life. How amazing of a story is that?
I think that might have been employment. I think we added that to the story later.
I feel
later.
Like you might have added that.
Yeah. But I think the point is...
Up she goes, where she lands, nobody knows.
And where she landed was...
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot the total...
That's the punchline, Michael. The brick landed square, right bang, on his mouth.
On the jaw, basically.
On his teeth.
Right, cool.
And he's like... It's totally destroyed his teeth. Had to get braces after that.
Right, okay.
So it was kind of funny. Up she goes, where she lands, nobody knows.
Usually when people tell stories about, you know, you have abnormalities in your body and stuff.
Yeah.
You try and make up cool stories as to why you have them. You know, you've got like a cut or something and be like, oh, I got bitten by a shark, some shit like that.
Yeah.
Your uncle has, I feel like he's gone the opposite direction.
Yeah.
He's made up a stupider story than what probably actually happened to him. He probably came off a bike or something, but he's like, nah.
Threw a brick in the air.
Yeah, and his little
went
nephew,
10 metres in the air.
Little Lindsay nephew Price comes up to me and goes, how'd you fuck up your teeth, unk? He's just like, you little shit, I'm going to tell you this story. Not only am I going to tell you a story, I'm going to add in a limerick as well just to rub it in.
Michael, you remember the show Beyond 2000?
Oh, do I ever?
Oh, man.
Katrina Roundtree. I can almost... Nah, it's gone. I had the theme in my head for about a second.
That show is like 20 years old now. It was like mid to late 90s, and it was all about this futuristic...
I mean, it's going to be at least 15 years old, let's be clear, because it's called Beyond 2000.
For some reason, people in the 90s thought, once we hit 2000, the year 2000, yeah, life was going to be amazingly scientific, like futuristic.
It was going to be crazy uphill, basically. Yeah. It's just going to compact like how fast we went in terms of technology.
All the sci-fi books and movies would come true.
Yeah, exactly.
In the year 2000. Everyone's just like ready.
It was like in the year 2000, like in the year 1999 on New Year's Eve, all the scientists were just like, wait.
Release the idea.
Find out everything. Invent everything. Well, it turns out not quite so much.
Not so good. No. You know, I've got to say something about that. New Year's Eve, 2000, it's pretty shit.
Oh, I had a terrible time. I went to like some hall or something with my parents.
I was freaking out that all the atomic bombs were going to go off.
Oh, yeah, of course you were.
I was like, it's going to happen.
I didn't care.
And then I was watching the telly, like Channel 10, and this had this terrible artist like creating the first art piece of the year 2000.
What?
And it was just him throwing paint onto a canvas and then signing it.
Was it Jackson Pollock?
I don't even know who it was.
Well, this is probably the only person I know that throws paint on a canvas and that would be famous enough to be on TV on New Year's Eve.
But let's not make that. It was overhyped.
Yeah, I mean, New Year's Eve in general was overhyped, the whole Y2K thing.
And do you know what gets
me? What's depressing?
No, I can't step in there. Okay, you go first. Yeah, okay,
no,
you go
I just
first.
Want to say the most depressing thing is that probably half of the people listening right now were born after the year 2000.
Okay, fair enough. I just got to feel like I got to say these things. Kids, listen in. When growing up, you get disappointed in life. For instance.
This is Lindsay's facts of life.
No, I tell what really disappointed me. Like, everything in the 90s was named 2000. You got SimCity 2000.
Oh, yeah. You wanted futuristic.
Godfrey sold a whole line of vacuum cleaners. Whatever the name was, it's like
2000 in it.
Max Suction Air 2000. And as soon as, like, everyone's
It was
like,
the ultimate futuristic
it
thing.
It really was.
Turn of the millennium.
And
I mean,
as soon as 2000 hit, or 2001 hit, they couldn't call it 2000 anymore. They went to 3000.
Yeah, and it just doesn't have the ring to it.
It doesn't have the ring.
And it's also not exactly the foreseeable future for us.
No,
it's not like they're going to be hanging around for another 990 whatever.
I don't think they're going to have these vacuum cleaners in the year 3000.
Yeah.
Like, vacuum cleaner technology, I'm sure, will surpass this type of...
When it was 98, we're just like, you know, they're probably going to have these in 2 years. And I might be using it on New Year's Eve. Who knows?
Like, what's our vacuum cleaner called here?
I've got no idea, mate.
It's got like two pumps. Is the MX 2000
a vacuum?
Let's go. I think we got two vacuums here.
We do. We've got my vacuum that my parents bought me that is not so great, and then we also have the the really good one with the twin turbines kind of engine going. But it's pretty hectic.
I want to know, Snitch, mate.
Yeah,
I'm just going to throw this out there and just put you on the spot here. How else have you been disappointed since the year 2000?
I've just been disappointed.
Because I mean, remember, hang on, can I just step in? Sorry, yeah, okay. I'm
mate,
sorry.
You asked me a question.
I know, I just
try to answer it.
I had to say this. I remember you and me,
yeah.
You and I, we went to primary school together.
Yeah.
I think in year one or two, we're in the library.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the robotic, scientific.
Oh, God. Mate, you are giving way too much away about how unpopular we were in primary school.
We opened this book.
This is for a laugh. Let's go and look up stuff about space.
And this book must have been written in the 70s. It's still hanging around the library.
Wait, it's the space book, isn't it?
It's the space book.
Yeah,
we opened it up. And there was like, by the year 2004 or 2000 or something like that, man will have a colony on the moon.
Yeah.
And we were like,
it was amazing.
It's going to happen in our lifetime.
It blew my mind. That's what got me excited about the future.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, all the adults hanging around then are just like, guys, don't even get your hopes up, all right? It's just not going to happen.
No, but like, no, the book says.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Have you read the 1970 space book?
Yeah.
They never lied, space books.
And like 1984 was already 16 years past, and there was crazy stuff in there.
Yeah.
Like, surely there's going to be better stuff in the future.
Absolutely.
What do we end up with?
2000 came along, we got Crazy Frog. That's about it.
No, but even still, like, okay, it's 2015 now.
Yeah.
15 years later. What have we got?
I don't know. Got iPhones, I suppose.
Yeah, iPhones. They're okay.
Yeah.
And Facebook. Yeah. There's nothing new.
There's nothing. Like, nothing
I do.
Cool.
I do. What's really disappointing. Really disappointing. You're like, I really just wanted to like, spit on these scientific things.
Sure.
The guy who jumped from that balloon, like the biggest Halo jump.
Oh, yeah, the Red Bull jump.
That was overhyped.
Of course it was. It was Red Bull. That's all they do is overhype things.
But there was nothing to it. There was some guy who went up and balloon jumped out.
Well, I thought it was pretty cool.
I didn't.
Jumped out.
And then people were like, drones. Drones are the next thing. Drones suck ass.
I'm scared of drones.
I'm not scared of drones.
Drones scare the shit out of me, Liz.
No.
Are you kidding me?
They're just a piece of plastic with a propeller. Like, that's all it is.
No, man. You think that. You just think about that's the stuff that we can literally buy now as consumers. Can you imagine what the military has? They've got, like, the craziest, most sophisticated ones. They've all got guns on them. China's making a drone army right now.
Drone
army. China is doing it. I'm telling you.
This isn't Star Wars Phantom Menace, Michael. I know that was 1999, but it's not the same.
No, I swear, man. Drones are going to get you.
Drones?
Yeah. I'm just thinking, like, how do you defend against a drone? You got a drone with a gun. How do you defend against that?
Can't you just, like, shoot
close
it out
the window
sky?
Apart from
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they close the window. There we go. Done.
Done.
It's like,
what's said here? We've got windows in all our houses.
Now, I recently repaired my bicycle.
Yeah, okay. So tell us how old your bike is, Lens.
My bike is... Okay, how old am I? 28.
Yeah.
I got it when I was 12. It's 16 years old.
Wow.
15 or 16 years old. Let's say 15.
Yeah.
Okay, that's generous.
Now tell the people, Lens.
So it came out in the year 2000.
Yeah. Came out in the year 2000. Oh, perfect.
There we go.
We're just talking about that. Tell us what is special about this bike. Because it's a nice looking bike, but to the trained eye... There's nothing special looking about it.
No, it's a silver. It's just a little bit of rust on it. That's about it.
Just kind of looks like a normal kind of
bike. Yeah,
just actually, it looks pretty modern. Doesn't look old.
No, it doesn't look old.
But apart from that,
it's 15 years old. Yeah. So it's
tell us the secret of it.
Okay,
though.
This is how advanced technology was in the year 2000. Yeah. I don't think we have this technology anymore. I think it's been lost to the ages.
This is how Lindsay prefaces it. This is how advanced technology was. I'd like to preface that with this is how spoilt Lindsay was.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. My dad, I had a bike. I crashed it. I got the death wobbles. I was too big for it. He said, all right, it's time to buy a new bike. We need a bigger bike.
Right.
Went down to the bike store. He goes, okay, let's get a bike. And he's like, do you know how to change gears? I'm like, no, I don't know how to change gears.
How hard is it to change gears on a bike? Super easy.
Still don't know.
Real dumb kid you were.
Yep, I can try and change gears in a car, not in a bike.
No.
Dad's like, righto. Okay, mate, he doesn't know how to change gears in a bike. And rather than saying you should learn, we bought a bike that changed gears by itself, an automatic bike.
He bought an automatic geared bike.
Yes. So also
in the year 2000, you were 12 years old.
Yeah.
And you had an automatic geared bike.
Yeah. It changed gears by itself.
The funny thing is, I haven't heard, certainly hadn't heard of it before then.
Yeah.
When you got it. It blew my mind. I was like, holy shit. Like, I thought that was the future,
yeah.
Right? I haven't heard of it since either.
Neither have I.
I've never heard of anyone else having an automatic geared bike. I thought everyone would have them by now.
Yeah. You think everyone would have one.
Yeah.
Just like, why are we riding bikes? Why are we changing gears?
I think it's because people have different preferences on you wouldn't know because you don't understand gears.
I don't know how gears work.
But I'm telling you now, like, it's because people have preferences of, you know, how hard you want to pedal going up a hill. You want to go faster and pedal harder.
But the computer figures it out for you, Michael.
See, that's Lindsay. He needs everything in life figured out for him.
Yeah, like, why not automize
in
it?
In a nutshell.
I have to learn this? I don't have to learn this.
As long as you are a white dude in Western Sydney, you don't have to figure out how to change gears on a bike.
Anyway, on with the story. I got a bike.
Right, oh yeah.
And recently repaired it.
So keep in mind, Lindsay still has his bike 16 years later.
Still have it.
And you still want to use it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I took it for a run the other day. Couldn't get the automatic gear changing working.
Are you telling me it's not working after 16 years?
No, it's not working. It's not detecting the magnet that's going around the wheel.
Unbelievable.
So I had to like go up and down on the gears. Couldn't quite get the hang of it.
Wait till you even tried doing it.
I tried.
At 28 years old. So that actually shows that if you don't know how to use gears on a bike when you're 12, you'll never know.
It's like learning a musical instrument or learning a language, Michael. Riding a bike is different.
Either of those things are hard. I don't think either of those things are anywhere near as easy as riding a bike.
I don't know how you learn all your languages. What have you learned? Vietnamese and...
I know a couple of words in Vietnamese. I know a few words in Indonesian, but that's really it.
So I'm lost. Like, I was just like, no, I give up. Like, it's just like riding a bike.
But I
can't
know
do
a
it.
Few words. It's basically the same thing as knowing how to change gears on a bike is knowing three words in Indonesian. Same difficulty level.
Yeah, it's like, no. It's beyond me.
There we go.
I rode my bike to Artarmon. I was buggered.
Right.
I was too tired. And rather than ride home, because I knew it was going to be uphill.
What are you going
to
do? Walked it?
Hopped on the train.
Oh, you're on the train with the bike.
Someone's just like, how come you got a train on the bike? I'm like, shh.
You mean bike on the train, maybe?
Oh, yeah, that one.
Man, that would be very impressive if you got a train on a bike.
I think I'm going to give up on the bike. I just like,
after one ride, you took it for one ride.
I took it for one ride. It was too hard. I had to figure out how to use. I wasn't fit enough. I'm
That's
like, you know
amazing.
What? No.
I ride to work most of the days that I'm here. at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you're like, one ride, I'm out.
I'm out. That's it. No, not again.
Next time I wake up at 3 o'clock to get on my bike and ride to work, I'm going to come into your room and smack you in the face.
With your bike.
I'd be like, fuck you and your automatic gears. Linz.
Yeah, man.
I want to call out Sydney. All right? I'm calling you out, Sydney.
You've called Sydney out before, mate.
I have. I love Sydney. It is an amazing city to live in. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. And I probably won't.
That's why we live here.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we live in the center of Sydney.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Fantastic city. But there's something about Sydney that's really got my goat, Linz.
It's not the fireworks again, is it?
No.
You rage about the fireworks.
I had my grief with the fireworks.
It's like,
guys, we're wasting them, all right? It's a finite resource, okay? And we are going crazy with them.
Every second weekend.
No, mate, it's like every second fucking night now. They're just going nuts with
them. Sometimes on a Tuesday night, I'll be sitting here watching the telly. Look outside, hear some bangs. I'm like, what the hell is that?
It's fireworks.
Fireworks.
Off. Yeah.
No one's watching them.
No one even knew that they were planned. They're just like, now and then a dude just rocks up with a boat and lets off some fireworks. I don't know, why not? No, you know, the other night, it was Father's Day. They had a fireworks display.
Yeah.
First thing, I didn't think we did fireworks for Father's Day.
Neither did I.
I thought fireworks was like New Year's Eve and Chinese New Year and, you know, maybe Easter.
They did them on Halloween. Like
and didn't want Halloween. Yeah, so they do it for fucking everything.
Yeah, they do everything.
They did it for Father's Day, and it dead set went for like 25 minutes.
Yeah, it was a good
one.
I'm
like, I swear New Year's Eve didn't go this long. This is ridiculous. And then the whole bridge lit up with the big thing. It said, Happy Father's Day.
Thanks, Dad.
So anyway, no, I've had my grief with fireworks before. I've got a grief with something else, and I'm really annoyed about it.
What is it?
It's given Sydney a bad name. Here's a question. When I say the words Sydney Zoo to you, what do you think?
It's wrong as zoo.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's because you live in Sydney.
It's down the road.
And it's because it's the best zoo.
Yeah. It's the only zoo here.
No, it's not. No, it's not, Linz.
What?
You know, the one that is down on the harbour, and this is for people that don't live in Sydney, on the harbour we have a wildlife park thing. It's next to the aquarium in the harbour. There's a wildlife centre there.
What?
It's got a big dome over it. Oh, tell me you know about this.
I know of it. Like, I've seen the building, but I just thought they were selling merch of... You know,
no, there's animals in
Australian
there.
Australian animals in there.
No, there's actual animals in there.
Okay.
That's why there's a big dome, you know, big nets, and there's lots of greenery in there.
Oh, okay.
There's actual animals
Never
in
walked
there.
In there.
Yeah. But I'm telling you now, it's shit. It's terrible.
Okay.
Do you want to know what the name of it is? Sydney Zoo. That's the name of it.
Oh, no.
So people are coming here, and wait, Taronga Zoo in Sydney, for anyone that hasn't been here, is amazing.
Oh, it is really good.
Top of the zoos in the world, I reckon.
A little bit hard to get to with the traffic,
yeah.
But once you're there,
oh,
amazing.
Amazing. Great.
You're better off catching the ferry. That's cool.
Yeah, exactly. Get the ferry there.
Yeah.
But tourists are coming into Australia thinking, it's high time to check out some koalas.
Oh,
let's get my kangaroo on.
Oh, no.
They're walking into Sydney Harbour and thinking, holy shit, the zoo's right here. Man, these guys have made it easy for us. It's right. Oh, someone told me it was ages away. They said I had to get a ferry there. They were fucking lying. It's right in Sydney Harbour. It's right here.
No.
They walk in there. It's a fucking echidna and a bandicoot having a screw in the corner. That's it. It's shit. It's shit, man.
It's real bad.
And they get to use the name Sydney Zoo.
Oh.
No. No, that is Taronga Zoo. Taronga Zoo has lions and they have polar bears and they have everything there. It's so good. And it's amazing. It's got amazing views of the harbour. You go in this one, it's next to Madame Tussauds, the fucking wax museum. Go there. Go to Madame Tussauds.
That's great.
Literally better.
Yeah.
It's better than that. If you put some wax animals in there, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sydney Zoo?
Annoyed
More like
at
Sydney
that.
Poo.
Yes. Oh, there we go. Signing off. Linz, I give you the facts, you tell me the opinion, that's how we roll.
Oh, here it is, Michael.
Sydney Zoo, more like Sydney Poo, there we are.
Yeah, there we are.
Yeah, we need to go and protest outside or something.
Mate, hands off.
Hey.
Can you just, like, stop grabbing my shit?
No, this is really cool. I've been... I've been wanting one of these for so long.
No, what is it?
Yeah, it's a Nutribullet.
He's grabbing something of mine. A Nutribullet. A magic bullet. Can you not open it?
No.
Why do you have to touch everything?
Oh, there we go. That's good, man. That is a good magic bullet. Yeah. How'd you get it? What was the... What deal did you get?
I got a... Went down to Bingley and got a magic bullet.
Oh, nice. Do cash only, huh?
Well, yeah. I called him up and he said... He gave me a quote. He said, ask for Ty when you get here. I was like, ask for Ty?
Ty
gave me a deal.
Oh, man. Ty did you well.
Yeah, Ty's done well.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Can I open it?
No, you can't.
Can I open it, though?
No.
Come on, dude.
If I paid for it, can't just, get your grubby little hands in there.
I love unboxing stuff, though.
It doesn't matter. It's not Christmas, man. You can't open someone else's present.
Oh, so good, though. Look at the stuff you can put in it. Look at all the steps. Increase energy. Improve sleep.
I'm only going to open
digestion.
I'm only going to open it when I'm going to use it.
What do you mean?
You know, I've got a strategy because you guys, you and Pat.
I thought you said we could use it.
No, it's not a communal product. It's not a household product. It's a Linz product.
So now you've bought it, you've changed your tune. Last time we spoke, you were like, you can use it as long as you clean it.
No. What I said was I'm going to leave it dirty. I'm going to have mold growing in it. So you guys will be discouraged to use it.
Unbelievable.
And then when I go to use it, I'll just clean the mold out and then use it and leave it dirty.
Unbelievable.
And then you guys will never use it.
This has officially become house talk, Lens.
It's house talk.
And I have an announcement to make. You can no longer use the washing machine.
We can't. That's it.
Because I bought it.
You can't use the TV.
Oh, no.
And you can't use the fridge.
Oh.
Hey.
It's not worth it.
Pure power, Michael.
I know, and that's why I want to use it. Come on, I mean, you know I'll be careful with it. Go on, give us a go.
No, you can't have a go.
Oh, come on, but you need... Oh, surely there's something I can give you.
There's nothing you can give me. Unless... Can you pay for my AC?
Pay for your AC?
Yeah. Someone's around the corner, Michael.
Wait, so you want to use the AC? Because we don't use the AC.
I know we don't use the AC.
But you want to be able to have unlimited use of the AC without worrying about paying for it. You know what? I'm just going to fucking buy my own because there's going to be way more... Like, go jump in the pool, you dickhead.
All right. I was at the NRL the other day watching Tigers and Dragons. And
Rugby league. Sydney football.
Oh, watching them play. Last game of the season for the Tigers. They've done pretty shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, gotta go, support the team.
Sure, why not?
See how they lose.
Die hard supporter you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, in front of me was old mate. Okay. Well, let's call him Dazza.
What's old mate up to?
Old mate, he loved what was going on. He's definitely not a Tiger supporter, a Dragon supporter.
Oh, he was the opposite. So he was the enemy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
I was giving the evil eyes already. I'm like, no.
Not George supporters.
Not having this.
Scum of the earth.
That's it. And the thing is, I never realized this, but this guy, whenever there was like a contentious decision that the referee had to make,
yeah,
he did what the referee should do. Like you see, he gave the signal, just like, do this or do that, or it's half time, or I don't know.
He's calling half time.
Yeah, I don't know. He's calling like penalties and like kicks and stuff.
Okay.
And it kind of annoyed me. I'm just like, why is this guy doing this? Like they're going to stop the game and the referee's going to go, hang on a second. Daz is giving a signal.
Daz is telling us what's up.
Can we zoom in the camera in on Dazza? What is he saying? He saw something I didn't.
Get on the Daz cam, all right?
Oh, what's that, Dazza? Halftime show? That's... You heard him?
Yep. Get Jess Mailboy out. Where
bring out
she?
The cheerleaders.
Come on, guys. Hurry up.
But it just annoyed me. I'm like, why does he have to do this? Like, no one
cares. It's like you've never been to a football game before.
I know. I get it, but I don't get it.
Mate, I have no interest in football whatsoever, but I just assume that's what people do at the games. I assume that's what you did.
Yo,
when we're on the couch...
I criticise the referee, but I don't tell him what to do.
Isn't that exactly what that is? I don't understand.
I feel like if there's constructive criticism and just criticism,
so
I'm just
like,
a critical one.
You want him to be yelling at the referee. You don't want him to be pretending to be him.
Yeah, it's like he is a ref, but
right.
He's sitting in the sideline.
Right. Well,
I'm
well.
Like, you're not the ref. Sit down. I can't see. I'm trying to hit my chips and lick my fingers, the source of the chips, whatever.
Oh, mate, it just sounds like a terrible experience at the football.
The Tigers,
how
almost,
did the Tigers do? Yeah.
Almost won. They almost came back.
Man, if Daz's decisions went the right way,
I think
it would have been top of the ladder.
Maybe Daz is in on it.
Maybe you should get Daz down to the sidelines. Maybe you should be like, hey, Daz, appreciating your input up here, but here's an application form.
You should be
work
a ref.
Your way through the ranks and get up to ref and put it to use. I'm going to
start with
you.
Pee Wee NRL. And what's
sure.
Well.
I don't know.
Like the small the kindergartens in NRL.
Kids.
Yeah, Windsor Wolves. Let's go do Windsor Wolves.
Yeah.
And work our way up.
I'll be your coach to the Rocky. Yeah. We'll make it to the top.
Or a video montage.
Exactly.
You can be King Ref.
You'll be there one day.
What's the top ref's name? Top Dog?
I've no idea, dude. What are you asking me for? I don't know anything
Supreme
about
it. Supreme Referee?
Supreme Referee. I'm pretty sure that's the same thing. They name them the same as they do with presidents in China. Emperors, I believe. Same thing, really. But I reckon, put him through there. Start a Kickstarter campaign.
Get there him up go. There. There we go.
Get Dazza. Then it's just called Get Dazza Reffin.
Get Dazza Reffin. Okay, Snitch Mate.
Yeah, Lens. Talk to me. What's
okay,
up? What's
happening? Okay. Should we start the segment?
Yeah, this is it. I thought we'd started.
Okay, let's start.
Now.
Snitch Mate, I'm really tired.
Yeah, I know. Well, you were asleep on the couch when I got back.
That's not one time. The last 3 days have been hell.
All right, okay.
I come home from work. I sleep for 3-4 hours straight.
Yeah. Well, in the afternoon.
Wake up at 7.
Yeah.
Then mosey around to about 2:30 in the morning and then go to bed and wake up at 6.
What the hell are you doing?
I don't know. I think, you know how you get like, what's it, like when you travel overseas?
Oh, you mean like jet lag?
Jet lag. I think I've got
you haven't been anywhere.
Exactly. I've got work lag. See, I've been on holidays for too long. And now I've come back
to work. Back to work, yeah.
I'm like, oh no.
See, that's the problem with having school holidays.
It just screws up your whole body clock.
It does, yeah.
So I don't know what I'm doing. At 1:30 in the morning, I'm wide awake. I'm just like, what do I do with my time? I'm waiting for you to get up. And I'm like, no, it's not a year. If you were here, we could literally high five. You come out of bed.
Yep.
I go into bed. In fact, I could go into your bed.
No.
Nice and warm.
No, that's not a thing that's going to happen.
Speaking of, I got another thing to tell you.
Okay. Do you sleep in my bed? What the fuck? What are you sleeping in my bed for, dude?
Only twice.
Twice? Why are you sleeping in my bed? Dude, that's super weird. Don't do that.
It's really comfy.
Yeah, it's a comfy bed. That's why I bought it. That's why I paid for it.
I know.
With my money. I didn't pay for it with my money for you to sleep in it.
I think one time I just laid in it and I was just like,
what are you just laying in my bed?
I don't know. And then like another time.
In my bedroom.
I was in your bedroom.
I'm going to have to lock the door. Oh, that's it. I'm going to have to do that from now.
No, come on, mate.
No. This is not cool.
It only happened twice.
You can't just sleep in my bed.
And then the second night, I was just like, I got in there. It was so nice.
Why are you getting in my bed?
And then, do you know, Pat, our housemate.
Yeah.
He saw me come out of there. He goes, are you going to tell him? I'm like, eventually. Don't say anything, Pat. Don't say anything.
Okay, here's the question. You've got
Pat proved himself. He didn't say anything.
Pat didn't tell me anything.
Thanks, Pat.
What is wrong with your bed?
It's nothing's wrong with it, but yours is a double.
Yeah.
And it's bigger.
Clearly.
It's cushier. Mm-hmm. It's comfy. Have you got like an extra thing on there?
Yeah. I've got a pillow top, Lens. You know why? Because I like having a comfy bed. You know what I don't like? Lindsay fucking sleeping in my bed every night that I'm not here.
Do you know?
I'm going away for the weekend. It's almost a guarantee you're going to sleep in it now, isn't it?
Well, there's going to be a lot of people here.
No, you know what? I'm going to lock the door. Hey, how about this?
Do you know what I did?
What did you do?
As soon as I walked in there, I took a mental picture of what your bed looked like.
Right, cool.
I said, I have to rearrange it just like this.
Oh, right, like a criminal would.
So he doesn't
like a
know.
Goddamn filthy criminal.
I don't know
would.
Why you do that, but you do the pillows down the middle.
Yeah, that's how I like to sleep, Lynn.
It's pretty comfy. I was like, this is amazing.
Not only are you sleeping on my bed, you've stolen my style of sleeping. You can't do that, mate.
I'm sorry.
That's ridiculous.
I'm sorry, but
that is ridiculous.
I had to come out.
You know what you need to pay me back now? You know what you need to do?
What?
I need use of the magic bullet.
Oh.
I need use of the magic bullet now. Huh? You sleep in my bed, didn't even ask me. Oh, Lindsay can now just use Snitch's stuff. I guess I get to use your stuff now.
For how many uses? How many uses is a magic bullet used?
You see, the difference is I'm actually asking you to use yours. I'm not just using it and telling you later. So I
also used your shower this morning.
What are you using?
Pat was in our toilet and I couldn't use it.
I don't want to use the magic bullet. What I want is a giant fucking padlock to put on my door. So Lindsay just doesn't use my sheet. I'm going to come back one day.
Pat was in there and I'm just like, well, I have to have a shower for work.
I'm going
to
be coming back one day. You're going to be dressed in my clothes. You're going to be sitting at my computer. You're going to be just like, you're going to become me, dude. And it's,
and your girlfriend's going to be sitting in my lap.
Yeah. And, somehow I don't see
that. No, I don't see that happening either.
She'll know.
There's just some things you can't substitute for. Lindsay, are you good? You just eating bloody Jats crackers while we're doing the podcast.
I'm really hungry, man.
I don't care how hungry you are, right? Put the Jats crackers away.
Okay, I'm just going to swallow it. They're a little bit dry.
Yeah, didn't bring any water with you.
Can I have some of yours?
No, you can't.
Why not?
No.
My mouth is dry now.
Mate, what else do you want of me, mate? You want my soul, dude.
I'm near the balcony. I can't drink anything with the headphones on.
It's about to rain. Lean out the balcony, open up your mouth.
I'll
fall down
to my death. That's what you want, isn't it? You want me to die?
Close enough.
Just a little bit.
I mean, if you look at the balcony right now.
Yeah.
You might see something. If you look a little further to your left there,
I'm not wearing my glasses, but I'll squint.
Yeah. There's a little plastic thing hanging off the side of the balcony there. A little plastic star. Now, Lens.
Yeah, the star.
This is...
the Christmas star.
Let's tell you, let's weave a tale of what the Snitch and Lens fans may have got at one point.
Yes.
Because Lindsay rocked up to the apartment one day so psyched. You were so excited. You were just like, Snitch, man, you're not going to believe this.
This is our day. Yeah. Our wagon has rolled into town. Yeah.
This is the best thing that's happened to Snitch and Lens in a long time. And I'm like, what, dude? Tell me. Like, we've been picked up. We've been given a TV series. We've been picked up by Triple M. Let's go.
No. Get this. There must be 10,000 plastic stars on the side of the road. We can go pick them up and we can give them out as free merch for the Snitch and Lens. Or we can sell them. And that's free money.
That's free money.
We've made money from nothing. Yep. And now we have monies.
Yeah. So can you try to explain what these stars actually are? The story is it was council pickup time. So if you're not an Australian, that means you put your trash out on the gutter.
Not like large amounts of trash.
Like your large stuff.
Like
that's going to get picked up.
Couch or TV or something big.
And it happens like every month or every 2 months or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So every now and then, suddenly all this huge stuff goes out onto the side of the roads all around the suburb.
And obviously this person had spent a lot of time hand making this craft.
To know the story behind these stars.
I think I've got the story.
All right, tell us. I want to see what your theory is.
The Harbour Bridge isn't far from us, right?
No.
And underneath that, every month they have markets.
Yes, they do.
I believe this person's gone, well, it's Christmas time's coming on.
Yeah.
I'm going to make some Christmas stars, ornaments for Christmas trees.
Uh-huh.
And they've made way too many, tried to sell them at the market. They weren't a seller.
Of course they're not a seller. It's still nowhere near Christmas.
I know. No. But they probably did it last year.
Oh, okay.
And then they've had...
I was going to say, like, they've burst their bubble pretty early here. They've kind of given up. They've really given this not a great go. They're just like, oh, I didn't sell in July.
But they made, like, 10,000 of them, and they must have sold 10. Must have been disheartened. Took them all home. They sat in the cupboard for a while. Council day comes. Put them on the side of the road.
Wife bugging him.
Yeah.
He's like, what are you going to do with the plastic stars? Gerald, get rid of those fucking plastic stars.
And they weren't like super nice. They were kind of rough.
They're kind of dodgy.
Yeah, they don't. All the like.
This
the
is really showing. Like, Lindsay's first thought was, this can be merch for Snitch and Lindsay. So that's how much we think of our fans. There is rubbish on the side.
People will want this stuff.
People will want stars.
Look, the Snitch and Lens stars. Man, that's why I said it.
I wasn't excited about this. Lindsay spent the entire time trying to talk me into, like, we have to go get them.
But the thing is, where you hang them on wasn't kind of like a little hook or a little ribbon. It was quite large. It could be, like, worn as a medal.
You could wear the stars as a medal. Yeah, and the everyone
and we,
wants to
we
wander
just
around.
Get a few. We get a few, and then we're just like, you are a true Snitch and Lens fan. You get the star.
Oh, right.
We have one now. We went down.
So we're treating our fans like children.
Why not? Why not?
You can't tell he's a teacher, can you?
Gold star for
you,
Jimmy.
Yeah, that was going to be the second option, basically.
Yeah, so
if it wasn't going to go to our fans, it was going to go to Lindsay's kids.
You buckled.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, we'll go down. Check it out.
I just wanted to see 10,000 stars on the side of the road.
Some had kicked them over and they were all over the road. Some car had hit a few. It was quite full on.
Right. So it was a massacre.
A massacre of stars. So we went down there. I'm like, oh, Snitch, get ready. This
you got me so psyched. I got more excited.
Someone had the same idea I had, and had picked up every single star.
Every single one was gone.
Every single one. There was a few trampled in the grass that were broken. They'd left them behind. I would never leave a star behind.
No, of course he wouldn't. I mean,
I left those ones.
We took one.
Yeah,
and we put it on the balcony.
Yeah.
And that was it.
And that's our golden Christmas star.
Yeah, and that's the only one we're going to... I mean, if you donate $1,000 to Stitch Notes... We will give you one golden star. All right. That's the only one left.
That's the only one.
Yeah.
Every other one's going to be down at the market selling for a dollar.
Yeah, exactly.
You can get 1,000 of them, or you can get the Snitch and Lynn's golden star.
Yep. And it's not gold yet, but we'll
paint it gold.
We'll figure it out a way.
I don't know. We don't have any gold around.
I don't know. We've probably got a gold Sharpie or something we can scribble on.
Scribble it on. Done. You're the Snitch and Lynn star.
Yeah.
Give us $1,000. Please.
Thank you.
We need the money. I really need the money. I need to pay Snitch a lot of money.
Yeah, Lindsay owes me a lot of money. Lindsay, check that out. Check that out on my finger.
Holy cow. What is that? Yeah, big cut? What?
That's a badass cut right there, my friend. Well, you know, usually when you cut your finger, right?
Yeah.
Chopping veggies or something, you tend to cut your finger on a sharp, straight edge knife, right?
Yeah.
It's just like a sharp chopping knife.
Yeah.
I somehow managed to cut this with a steak knife, like with a serrated knife.
What?
Because I was trying to wash them. And I was kind of like rubbing them back and forth like that.
Why would you have your fingers near the blade? Why wouldn't it be on the other side?
You're
a kitchen hand. You know these things, Michael.
You know what I was trying to do? I did the number one mistake of a kitchen hand.
You're licking the knife?
No.
Licking the knife clean?
Not quite that. I didn't do that too many times when I was a kitchen hand. But I was trying to do too many at once. I had like four in my hand.
Four knives?
Yeah, and I was just like, oh, it's just getting
What are you, Wolverine, trying to clean his blades?
Man, I was just...
What is this?
I was
this?
In a hurry, man, and I thought, I've
never met a man.
I don't need my fingers.
If you're in that hurry, just throw them in the dishwasher, mate.
Yeah, I
know they get blunt, but come on, mate.
Man, I honestly see my folly of my ways now because this, it cut deep and it cut at a really weird angle. So it had this big flap of skin.
Ooh.
So basically you just cut a flap of skin off, but it's still attached on one side, right? So what keeps happening is I keep putting a Band-Aid on it. You know, after a while, Band-Aid gets soggy or whatever and you throw it off. And then by that point, it's usually fine, right?
Usually.
I've done it about three times, and each time I've done it, I've been like, oh, it'll be fine from now on. And then I knock it on something, and it starts bleeding, like starts pissing out blood again, right?
Inbred snitch, mate.
No, it's not
inbred.
That.
That's
it's
what it that. Is. It's, you're not healing. The blood's not clotting. That's
it's
inbred.
It's really clotted.
The snitches just, are inbred.
I'm an idiot.
Your mum knows your dad somehow.
Somehow. The snitches and the Styles, they know each other. No, but I keep on bumping it and it keeps on like bleeding every now and then. And it's annoying the hell out of me. But this morning, now I wake up really early. I mentioned before, I wake up about 3 o'clock, right? I got up being really quiet. I was at my girlfriend's place, being really quiet, walking around, went to get my shoe and I bumped it. And I was like, oh, ow, that hurt.
Yeah.
But it's pitch black dark, all right? Don't want to wake anyone up.
Okay.
I go in, I start putting my shoes on, and I start feeling something sticky on my head as I'm putting my shoes on. And I'm just like, what is that? And I can kind of see stuff in the dark, so I just switch on the light, and there is blood all over my hand.
Oh.
I've smudged it all over like both my hands that I've been trying to put this on.
And that's crazy.
It's bleeding everywhere. So I've really knocked it really hard, and it's gone everywhere, right? And at that point, I just think there's like a wide open window next to me. Which backs onto quite a few other apartments. And there's a couple of lights on in there. I just think if someone's looking in this room right now, all they're seeing is a dude with blood all over his hands trying to tiptoe around a house, trying not to wake anyone up. Like, what has this guy done?
Oh, man.
Talk about a bad situation.
Call the cops.
Yeah, man. Like a bad situation to get caught in. And I'm just thinking, what do I do now? Just go and wash them off and stuff, you know, and the blood just didn't come
just
off.
Like just like washing the sink. It doesn't come off.
Doesn't come off.
You know what you should have done? What? You should have gone over to that window screen or the window or the plane, put your hand smack bam into it and Titanic swipe.
Oh, yeah. That's
just like.
Yeah. Or either that or just like put it all over my face and then point it at the person looking at me and say, you're next.
Outro.
You've been listening to the Snitch and Lynn's podcast.
For a brand new week.
No, that's the
intro. You were taking a sip. I'm like, I got this, Stitch.
Got it all.
I can see you're taking a sip of the bottle. I can handle the next line. No, I can't.
Didn't know the next line.
So I'm like, what do I say?
Welcome to live radio, Lens.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that.
No. Nah.
We're not professional
enough. Not cut out enough.
No, we can't do it. It's a caliber above us.
Yeah. Lens, man, I've had a good time. You had a good time?
I've had a fantastic time, Snitch Mate.
Good, good. Where are we heading to after this? We should let the listeners know.
Okay, we've got two destinations. I'm feeling Asian.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got either...
It's food, by the way.
Yeah, food, of course.
No, we are going out for a bite of possible Asian food.
Yeah, so we're either heading to Chatswood.
Oh, Chatty, man.
Or the city.
Can't go wrong with Chatty.
I do like Chatty.
Chatty's pretty good.
Chatswoods is good.
Yeah, Chatswoods.
Chatswoods. Yeah, but we're not doing Korean fried chicken anymore.
What's wrong with Korean fried?
I'm sick of it. I'm done with it. We've done it so many times. We did it last week.
This is delicious.
I know it's delicious. Mm. But I'm kind of done with it.
All right, we don't have to get
it. Let's just get some other type of Asian cuisine. Dumplings are great.
Yeah.
Yeah, dumplings last night, though.
I had dumplings last night.
And it's getting a little bit warmer, so we can't do ramen.
Yeah, ramen's too hot for
ramen's
for
more
summer.
Of a winter meal, just to have that warm the body.
I could do a Thai.
Thai would
like
be
a good Thai.
But we got Thai opposite of Snitch, mate. We're just going to order it, and then we're going to lay about the apartment.
No, it's like we're going to town for Thai.
Town for Thai.
Town for Thai.
Town Thai.
Town tie.
I'm down for town tie.
I'm down for anything but this podcast right now. Let's go. All right.
Spread the love.